TPR.
म्यूजिक के बारे में बात करते हैं कभी कभार. सो दिस इज फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल, वेल आई वाज गोना से हैप्पी न्यू ईयर बट वी हैव ऑलरेडी डन एपिसोड दिस मंथ, सो टेक दैट बैक.
टीपीआर हैज बीन मैंने कहा मैंने और आपने कब किया?
नहीं, हैवंट वी डन द दिसंबर एपिसोड इन didn't that come out in January
or has it come out in December? Well, I don't know, we recorded in January in December, so I don't know.
Yeah. Happy New Year, title wise, but not, we've already spoken. So free now. But there's a new playlist out. Hope by the time you hear this, see this. And bahut sare gaane aa gaye usme. And as always, we have thoughts. I'm giving this intro as if this is the first time this episode is happening.
भाई इसका मतलब है कि आपको उम्मीद है कि कोई नए लोग आए होंगे, वो देखेंगे. पीपल विल स्टार्ट हियर. दिस इज अ ग्रोथ माइंडसेट. अली, आई थॉट यू वर अ गुड कॉर्पोरेट वर्कर.
ग्रोथ माइंडसेट. हां, तुम्हारे यहां एजाइल होता है ऑल दिस? लाइक
हमारे यहां इतना एजाइल होता है कि मैं जिंदगी में एक दफा एक दिन में 3 स्क्रमों में जा रहा था. यू नो, वी इतना एजाइल के बस कोई काम ही ना हो.
या आई फाइंड दो खैर सॉन्ग्स we have, before we get sidetracked, let's do the kaam ki baatein first. Acha, we also wanted to talk about one thing that I remembered before we talk about the actual playlist, was we wanted to talk about the 2023 summarization, where you and two of the Hamnawar folks, colleagues, they did their end of year top 5. So main zara wo bhi khol leta hun ab jo hum yahan aaye hue hain. This profile does not have Hamnawar in the early searches.
Wow.
Achha, ye mere issue hai.
You are being judged live on camera.
Yeah, this is not the TPR wali profile hai, jisse main wo karta hun, jo maine kholi hui hai. To maine HAMN dal diya, pata nahi kya ye kaun hai, delete to nahi ho gayi. Khair, to before we begin, we have, talking about the January playlist, we have 3 picks. So what was your, why did you want to do this? Like, now that you have 2 people, which is already a change from Hamnawar in the past, where you have guest contributors, etc. So, why did you think that it would be beneficial, important, useful to have them say, "Haan ji, pick 5 songs"?
This was Shamir's idea. It was a great idea in the sense. Okay. Pehle ye kiya tha ke, I think last year I put together like 1 best of playlist, yeah, and the year before. But this year, it felt nice to do lists from different people's perspectives. Because I think that gives you a better way of getting into it. Like, as you can see, there's 3 very different taste profiles in there.
Very different.
Yeah. Different tarah ki music hai, different tarah ki writing hai. I think it also helps to read it. Like, if I sent you a list of 50 songs and what I think about all of them, like, kya karenge aap uske saath, sivai agar aap PhD student hain. So the goal was to expand our audience beyond PhD students into normal people.
Speaking of, do you feel the audiences are different? Like, people who perhaps just subscribe to the playlist and perhaps the Instagram versus people who listen to the podcast versus people who read. Like, do you feel there's like different types of people who do this, or is it the same people doing everything? Super fans.
I think it's probably everyone does some subsection of it. So reading wise, jo email list padhte hain, I think most people do it like in batches, from what I understand. Ki 4-5 aa jaate hain to wo 4-5 ek saal pad lete hain. Instagram pe, I think most of the artists follow it on Instagram. Like, they don't read it over email, which is somehow unsurprising that musicians do not consider email the place they want to be to getting their entertainment. Podcast, I think, is, at least from my side, is more of a subset. Wo super fan wala level hai ke. Like, people who are either following in one of the other 2 places will do it. I think your audience will be probably the wider group for me.
Yeah, more generalist type. Okay. Because I was wondering, because it's wo hota hai na, ki the medium can cause the type of person to be really different, even if it's all the same. Like, if we're talking about the same songs, but alag-alag jagahon pe, I think about this in terms of how people say when they post on TikTok versus when they post on Reels. The same thing can have very different reactions or responses because that's just the nature of the thing. So, yeah. So, Shamir, who is Shamir, by the way? How did you find him?
Shamir found us.
How did he find you?
Just through Hamnava. And then turns out we had lots of mutual connections after, but Shamir did not let them on before he found me. But Shamir came in wanting to write some pieces. And so we bonded over the analytics side of it. But then he wrote a big piece for us on Bollywood and Lollywood sampling in Western hip hop.
Right.
So wo phir uske baad andaaza ho gaya ki Shamir ko mere se bahut zyada pata hai zindagi ke bare mein. So I was like, Shamir, let's do it.
Yeah.
So no, we're lucky to have him. Actually, what happens most of the way that we found our contributors is people that either used to read Hamnava or found Hamnava and wanted to write for it and just emailed me. That's how we found most of our people. People write something, we edit, we publish. If it goes well, eventually, like people either join the staff in some sort of capacity or keep writing in a guest capacity. So it's very open. So to all young writers that want to just hone their craft, they are welcome to join us.
So I'll summarize the three selections in a way in like their approach, which is very different. Shamir's thing is there's a wo kya naam hai statement to it ki log kehte hain ki gaane ab innovative nahi aate, say everyone music is so boring, you know. So I will find five super different gaane which prove innovation kya hoti hai. And prove that innovation is active in the Pakistani music scene. Leila just committed hard because she's like, all songs from Natasha Nirani ki album from the year and also in the order that they are in the album. So Shamir had the mission. Leila has gone very evil. And then you did something which is kya kahenge? Almost like a moral angle. Yeah, ye achhe log hain aur inko sunna chahiye. To ye meri nazar mein this is important ki ye in logon ko dalna chahiye. Aap please sune.
To I think that's also ki nahi sune.
Shaitan aapko sunne se rokega. Ha. Yeah. So it's interesting. I don't know if you have, there is overlap in that two people have Natasha Nirani. Mm-hmm. There was a chance, I think Kali Raat, you have Kali Raat and Shamir has another song. Shamir has Rangeen. Okay. So Talal Qureshi, on to Manu. Tumhara ye hai ke...
Manu ka ek hai, for Manu you hai.
Jani.
Jani hai,
You have, like both of you, you and Shamir have Manu, Talal Qureshi, wo. He has Bilal Bloch, but you have Jani. Jani, who we've talked about so many times. But yeah, interesting. Aap log jaye, viewers, listeners,
people jaldi podcast khatam ho gaya, aap log jaye. Okay. Haan. Goodbye. Glad you enjoyed this episode.
No. Please, aap jaye, check kare and like karna na bhulega. Yeah. After, pull over in your cars, as they say on the Verge Cast. But then there's the January playlist. The January playlist, again, already. Are these songs... I always ask this, are they new? Are they like December, January releases? Mix. Or are they
mostly January, December mix. Releases? A few that were released earlier last year, but I have just found them. So I think there's like a few October releases in there that are pulled in. Huh. But mostly new things.
It is a constant source of like surprise, even though ab aadat hona chahiye ki har mahine, like the frequency of releases is so high ke har mahine 25-30 की प्लेलिस्ट बन जाती है जिसमें से द मेजॉरिटी इज लाइक न्यू रीसेंट
है ना एक कमाल बात है वैसे न्यू रीसेंट सॉन्ग्स एंड पीपल दैट वी हैव आल्सो नॉट हर्ड ऑफ बिफोर लाइक हर प्लेलिस्ट में
उसमें नए लोग
दो तीन लोग तो होते हैं जिनको मैंने पहले कभी नहीं देखा
या आई डोंट नो एंड इट्स लाइक इवन चलो नया बंदा आ गया हमें नहीं पता था हमने डाल दिया हमने यानी कि तुमने अगर पुराने लोग भी हैं दैट इज इवन मोर सरप्राइजिंग कि भैया अभी तो आप थे आपके एक और गाना आ गया मतलब हम people are putting out more songs, more people are putting out songs. We talk about this. I feel, as I'm saying this, I feel like ये हम हमेशा बात करते हैं.
All the big artists, I did some math on this, are doing like 8 to 10 songs a year.
अच्छा.
तो मानू, हसन, अभी हनान भी शायद almost इस हनान कहता है in the interview I did with Hanan, he was like, "Meri discography to bahut choti si hai, chunni munni si dekhen baaki ko." Matlab wo khud bhi utne hi gaane nikal raha hai. So there is also this sense ke saal mein 8-10 gaane to bante hain nikalne ke, which becomes on average close to one a month. So if we're making 12 playlists a year, the big artists, if they're putting out good songs, will be on every one of those playlists. This is not a level of output that we have seen before. Main kuch apne yahan doston ko na
in Pakistan
ha main yahan pe kuch logon ko gaane suna raha tha, they're like sab kuch ek jaisa lag raha hai kuch, you know, because they had not followed this new trend post 2020 music. So they're like kafi milta julta hai. I was like, yeah, you're listening to a 2-year time frame of all this music. They're like, but wo strings wagera ke zamane mein sab kuch different hota tha. And I was like, yeah, they released one new album every 5 years. So unka there is a bigger transition there than with these artists where it's much more gradual. To aapko, if you're new to it, it may appear that things aren't changing very much. But then when you realize how quickly they are releasing stuff, it's really quite incredible. This is wo Beatles level releasing hai ye, ki wo log karte the ek album, ek
perhaps. Do you feel they make gaane ek ek karke also? Or do you feel like they stack them and then release them ek ek karke?
Depends, I think. Depends on everyone's creative production style. Matlab ho sakta hai ki jaise aap kisi producer ke saath kaam kar rahe hain, जैसे उमेर बता रहा था कि वो अंजुम को बीट्स भेजता है 4-4, 5-5 हफ्ते के. हो सकता है आप 3-4
I saw the video, by the way.
It's great, right? Yeah. हो सकता है कि आपने 5-6 गाने एक साथ बना दिए हो, and then but then you can decide, I will dole them out if they're different enough, or I will release them all in one go if you want to do an album. So I feel like it's a mix. One of how you are coming up with them, and another of at what point, like वहाँ पे release infrastructure कैसे चल रहा है. मतलब समझो कि हो सकता है कि कोई बड़ा टीवी शो आ रहा हो, वो टीवी शो आ रहा है तो आप कहते हैं अच्छा मैं इस वक्त एल्बम ना निकालूं तो बेहतर है, बिकॉज आई हैव मोर ऑफ एन ऑडियंस आफ्टर द टीवी शो देन बिफोर. सो मे बी यू स्टैगर योर रिलीजेस दैट वे, और द थिंग्स आर वेरी डिफरेंट, और यू आर वर्किंग विद 4 डिफरेंट प्रोड्यूसर्स एंड यू हैव 4 डिफरेंट साउंड्स, एंड सो इंस्टेड ऑफ रिलीजिंग देम ऑल टुगेदर यू डू एक बैच और फिर दूसरा बैच बाद में करते हैं व्हेन इट मेक्स मोर सेंस. सो आई फील देयर इज अ लॉट ऑफ वैरायटी, बट द कोर ऑफ इट इज दैट पीपल आर मेकिंग म्यूजिक रियली फास्ट. लाइक देयर इज अ चेंज नाउ,
लाइक पीपल आर Yeah. And I feel like it's not even, I was going to say people are doing it full time, but I'm sure most people are not doing it full time still Pakistan mein. Lekin output se to yahi lag raha hai ki they could might as well be doing it full time. Ki gaane pe gaana aa ja raha hai, aa ja raha
hai. Aur speed bahut badh gayi hai. Like the fact that you can do like a full song on a laptop, that's really changed the speed. People are writing really fast. Video production with new tools has become really fast. People are also just better at it than before. Yes. And there's a lot more people that are good enough at it to be part of the scene. पहले जो आपके 4-5-6 म्यूजिक वीडियो डायरेक्टर्स थे, अब ये कि आपने यू कैन मेक ऑल द वे फ्रॉम अ फोन वीडियो टू अ डीएसएलआर वीडियो, बट वो डीएसएलआर चलाने वाले भी बहुत ज्यादा लोग हैं. सो देयर इज अ बिगर मिक्स ऑफ पीपल ट्राइंग अ डिफरेंट वैरायटी ऑफ स्टाइल्स, एंड स्पीड इज अ कोर कंपोनेंट ऑफ ऑल ऑफ देम. मतलब बहुत कम अब बगैर स्पीड के, लाइक द बिग आर्टिस्ट नाउ आर ऑल releasing stuff fast. I think Atif is probably like the biggest artist that is doing like not 8 songs a year, but even he is fairly prolific.
Atif is way more prolific than he traditionally might have been. Pehle to khair ye tha na ki album aayegi, acha ji ab ek saal do saal ho gaya, ab ek aur album aayegi, ya phir beech mein kisi film ke sath gana kar liya. But he's also gone into this seemingly decentralized model ke singles aayenge aur not as quickly as perhaps ye newer artists, but regularly saal mein 2-3 to aa jayenge where the person stays relevant. And we've talked about ye the assumed economics and the importance of releasing and frequency and staying relevant, or you know how that all ties together. But then phir maine aapko bheje the kuch gaane aur unpe kuch taasurat. Let's start with the weirdest one. By weird I mean this in a good way. There's an artist called Sherzad whose song is mashhoor. Achha, mere na yahan ek focus group hai of 2 people who listen to
it's a really focus group.
Normal gaane. Myopic almost. They listen to normal traditional boys. Matlab they're not really into matlab wo shamoon pasand hai unko aur chalo mano bhi pasand aa jayega, but they're not from one of them is from Karachi, but they're not like huge into stunners ya is tarah ka more harder stuff na. और जरा इश्किया लिरिक्स आ जाएं जरा मीठी सी उर्दू में तो वो बड़े अप्रिशिएट होते
हैं. ओके, सो और फैंस हैं.
यस, एग्जैक्टली एग्जैक्टली. तो उनके ऊपर ना मैं व्हेनेवर वी गो आउट लाइक हफ्ते में एक दो दफा वो हो जाती है मुलाकात, तो फिर हम तीन 30s मेल पाकिस्तानी जो हैं, जब हम तंग आ जाते हैं पाकिस्तान की पॉलिटिक्स के ऊपर अफसोस करके, तो फिर हम घर की तरफ जाते हैं, तो उसमें फिर उसकी गाड़ी में ना मेरा ब्लूटूथ कनेक्टेड है, तो जैसे ही बैठता हूँ वो खो जाता है एंड आई डू द थिंग वेयर आई टेक ओवर, और मैं उनको हम नवर की ना वो भेजता हूँ, क्या नाम है,
I just spilled water on myself on camera, this is good.
Yeah.
I just miss my mouth. This is a thing I do, if you know me as a person, but clearly yeah. now I've done it for the world to see.
I mean, 2024 mein, you know, new year, new me. To unko maine ye sunaya, mashhoor. Because the thing that I sent to you about the song was that it is, it seems fully out of place with like what we consider to be regular pop music Pakistan mein, ke rap hai, ye hai, wo hai, alag alag genres hai. This is like almost like this atmospheric, phir thoda, you know, mystic, you could accuse this of being like Sufi adjacent type, jo beech mein ek zamane mein gaane aate the, but I feel like it is not. I feel like the production makes it seem that way, but kal jab maine phir gaadi mein zara gaur se singing ko suna, to I wasn't as sure as on the first few listens ki the singing is like actual perhaps super eastern classical trained. Maybe it's trained, but not perhaps necessarily that way, but the vibe, all of the things, layers come together to make it seem that way. So they appreciated the attempt again, because they were, you know, they listened to a very normie sort of music scene, but zyada samajh nahi aaya, which was my intention to see ki haan ji kaisa lagta hai aap logo. I thought it was really great, and mere dimag mein to foreign film OST jo hai wo usme ye potential tha is gaane ka. But I've never heard of this artist before. I'm assuming it's a she. Have they featured on Hamnawa before?
I don't think so. Just okay. found them. And I feel that they don't okay, have okay. that much music out. So that's my...
Click kar liya humne. Aur ek hi gaana hai.
It's hard to describe. I think the closest analog is Aruj Aftab. But it's very different.
Yes.
It's not the same.
Yes.
It's closest analog, matlab ek to obvious wale... वो हैं कंपैरिजंस के फीमेल सिंगर सिंगिंग ऑन टॉप ऑफ व्हाट अपीयर्स टू बी वेस्टर्न इंस्ट्रूमेंटेशन इन दिस काइंड ऑफ सिंकोपेटेड वे, मतलब ये कि पूरा जैसे क्लासिकल म्यूजिक में या पॉप म्यूजिक में ऐसे होता है कि आप एक पूरा मेलोडी गाते हैं जिसको आप हम कर सकते हैं, ये उस तरह से नहीं है, ये बीच बीच में रुकती है, इसमें थोड़े थोड़े फिक्रे आते हैं फिर रुक जाती है, फिर थोड़ा फिक्र आता है फिर थोड़ा रुक जाता है. सो आई वाज थिंकिंग ऑफ अली सेठी आल्सो, बिकॉज़ अली सेठी डज अ लॉट ऑफ लाइक वेस्टर्न एक्सपेरिमेंटल music underneath with the classical singing on top, yeah. but Ali Sethi I think usually yeah. sings in a much more melodic fashion. This is less so.
Accessible also. Huh.
So isme, huh. I think that makes it harder to get into. So the accessibility is lower.
Yes.
Magar, it's still relatable in a way. Like if you are going in there knowing that you're listening to something experimental, you're like, it doesn't go anywhere that shocks you. It's, Yeah. You understand it. So from an experimental standpoint, I really liked it. But I don't know how to describe it from a genre standpoint. You're right. It's not fully Eastern singing. It's not like a kind of very clear Western genre. Huh. But it's very much experimental.
Does Spotify assign, report, share? No, Spotify pe genre listen nahi aata. The playlist that Sherzad has posted on their thing, Mashhoor, it has like Arundhati Roy, Fairuz, yeah, Aruj Aftab hai isme, Riz Ahmed. So it, some seemingly Turkish names.
It's in a way, Desi Diaspora avant-garde.
I was going to say, I was considering Diaspora kahein, na kahein. But yeah, I think it has to be. That's what you would call it. Because it's not,
I don't mean Diaspora in any way beyond that it happens to be conducted by Desi people that are living abroad. मतलब मुझे
कोई तो मैं कह रहा हूँ क्योंकि अगर ये पाकिस्तानी होता ना तो इट वुडंट बी दिस वेरीड बिकॉज दिस इज ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड द पीपल इन दिस प्लेलिस्ट व्हिच आई थिंक इज अ वेरी डायस्पोरा सॉर्ट ऑफ थिंग टू डू वेयर यू आर बिकॉज यू आर नॉट इन पाकिस्तान यू आर एबल टू कनेक्ट विद अ लॉट ऑफ different cultures just as easily as perhaps your own. Because you're not growing up surrounded by Pakistan, foreign man, sabko de diya maine, qualification kaisi hota hai. But like, I feel like the people, because I grew up in Pakistan, outside of Pakistan, sab kuch. So Pakistan se bahar to aap desi the. You weren't necessarily Pakistani, unless your parents were that type of people. So Indians bhi hain, abhi bhi dost hain, ye bhi hai, wo Dubai mein if you grow up like I did. So then, had I grown further, I would have made this sort of playlist where chalo Turkish na hote, but Indian hote, Pakistani hote, Arabi artists hote, that sort of thing. Which, this, like, wo jo vibe hoti hai na, America mein, like, when you go to the Islamic Center, Nawazwans ke liye, and it's not just Pakistanis. And your picture of that masjid experience is that diaspora experience of very, like, mixed kaleidoscope. Covered bhi dal diya aap iske andar Pakistan mein aisa bilkul nahi
melting pot kehna mat bhuliyega
melting pot bahut zaruri to Pakistan mein aisa bilkul nahi hota because Pakistan mein is very homogenous so this playlist is not homogenous which makes me think likelier to be a diaspora artist
there's a logic for that also which is that if you are practicing this sort of eastern influence music in the west chances are that you are playing with people that have other influences so Ali Sethi plays with American band as far as I know some of those band members are shared with Slow Spin Aruj Aftab plays with people of Achha. Indian descent but you know, plays with other people as
and
well
Aruj Aftab took she took her talents to Berkeley and Berkeley mein to phir desi thodi hain sare No, let alone only Pakistani.
Bilkul different.
So the music that came after
and then
was very mixed.
And Aruj Aftab plays with Anushka Shankar, who is daughter of Ravi Shankar, who played with God knows how many.
Jones, yeah. Stepsister. Not
so itna, I think that level of influences changes how you operate. Also, if you're operating outside of a Pakistani environment or outside of a Desi environment where those legacy practitioners don't exist, then you are more easily able to break the rules and break the boundaries a little bit.
Yes.
Which is why a lot of people in Pakistan and that are not used to Aruj Aftab's style of music, to them it sounds a little bit dissonant. Wo nahin samajh paate ki it feels off.
Yeah.
But that's just a different style. So I think that's one of those things where it's probably easier to pursue that sort of style outside the bounds of the system than from inside.
Yeah. जो नॉर्मी दोस्त है ना मेरे जिनको एक्यूज ऑफ बीइंग नॉर्मी उनमें से एक बॉय जो है ना वो पाकिस्तान से निकल के उसका आर्टिस्टिक टेस्ट जो है ना वो फुल हिपस्टर हो गया है मैं उसका मजाक उड़ाता हूँ कि ही विल नॉट वॉच अ मूवी जिसका 1 million से ज़्यादा बजट हो जिसमें कोई बहुत ही दुख दर्द की बातें ना हो आइडियल बात ये होगी इंग्लिश में ही ना हो फिल्म इस तरह
हम सब इस तरह के एक दोस्त को
जाने भी सुने या एंड फ्रेंच बैंड आई यार मैं जा रहा हूँ यार वो आए हुए थे पता नहीं एलियंस फ्रॉम से That's not the name of a band. क्या होता है अच्छा तो बहुत जबरदस्त वो क्या नाम है सब नॉर्वेजियन देसी बैंड
जिसमें जरूर ईरानी फिल्में देखते होंगे सब टाइटल के साथ
हाँ 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 100% और हर फिल्म एंड एवरी टाइम आई टॉक इट्स लाइक द सैडेस्ट
और ये कभी नेटफ्लिक्स पे डबिंग के साथ नहीं देखते होंगे फॉरेन शो
नहीं 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 ऑफकोर्स तो पाकिस्तानी म्यूजिक में ना लेकिन या ये क्या सिंपल उर्दू वाले सिकंदर का मंदिर बिल्कुल समझ नहीं आया इनको ये क्या बात है यार मतलब ये तो ये इसको यहाँ से राइम कर दिया तो उसमें फुल ट्रेडिशनलिस्ट माइंडसेट सो द अरूज आफ्ताब थिंग दैट यू मेंशन टू मी सेम अप्लाइज हियर बिल्कुल कि इफ शी इज सिंगिंग दैट क्लोज टू ईस्टर्न पाकिस्तानी व्हाटएवर देसी स्टाइल्स तो व्हाई इज इट नॉट ऑल द वे देयर
I think the impulse there also is कि अगर को पाकिस्तान से आ रहा है तो आप fully represent क्यों नहीं कर रहे उस culture को मतलब आप क्यों आगे लेके जा रहे हैं especially if there is an overt sense of simplification तो जैसे सिकंदर कमंदर टाइप या कोई थोड़े इंडी बैंड जो आए थे जिनके लिरिक्स बड़े सिंपल किस्म के थे this is like the punk rock of the scene ना कि मतलब जो punk rockers थे वो punk rock को देखते हैं क्या कर रहे हैं यार आप इतना कुछ हमने मेहनत कर दी थी आप वापस ले आए 3 chords पे 2 guitars पे मतलब वो है ना उससे वाली बात but exactly. I think there is a sense that Pakistani artists should represent the culture in a fuller way
the should
तो उस पे फिर especially if you are in this very international situation and then you are trying to say ये मेरा culture है this does not serve that purpose because the culture is changing from underneath you and so that can be a little bit upsetting sometimes this is the stereotype of diaspora ki wo apni duniya jab wo chhod ke jate hain to wo us duniya mein phase rehte hain aur wo duniya unke niche se jaati rehti hai
that snapshot goes with them
aur wo snapshot असल जगह से जाया जा रहा है लेकिन उनके जहन में है अभी तक एंड दैट क्रिएट्स दिस टेंशन
हाँ
एंड आई थिंक इट बिकम्स समहाउ मोर प्रोमिनेंट इफ यू आर इनटू प्रोग्रेसिव आउटपुट फ्रॉम अदर कल्चर्स बिकॉज इट मेक्स इट फील लाइक योर कल्चर नीड्स टू बी इवन मोर इन दैट डिस्कशन बट योर विजन ऑफ द कल्चर हैज रिमेन्ड स्टैटिक व्हाइल द कल्चर इटसेल्फ इज चेंजिंग
That thing, culture, your vision of the culture is static, whereas inherently culture has never been static. Well, the rate of change varies from time to time, depending on, you know, the inputs and outputs. Lekin haan, logon ko lagta hai ke, yeah, this guy's like, kabhi younger than me, but uske dimag mein Pakistani music. Shamoon is fine. शमून क्योंकि वो एक बॉयज वाली वो आई गेस वो हिट हिट करता है तो वो सही है
ये भी है ना आई थिंक गाइस गेट अ लॉट मोर फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी देन वुमेन डू
या अ थीम वी हैव डिस्कस्ड इन मेनी डिफरेंट एस्पेक्ट्स
या
व्हेन इट कम्स टू म्यूजिक एंड पाकिस्तान इन जनरल
देयर इज अ लॉट मोर ऑडियंस पैलेटेबिलिटी फॉर एक्सपेरिमेंटेशन फ्रॉम मेन देन देयर इज फ्रॉम वुमेन व्हिच इज अ रीजन दैट यू सी मोर डायमेंशंस इन male artists than you do in female artists is one of the many reasons that's my argument
I suppose what bro two men on a podcast have never been wrong about this but but it's sort of that thing na ki where men can be seen in so many different ways in Pakistani society perhaps because of the more available freedoms to unke phir output bhi agar alag alag ho to you're more you know accepting ki ha ye bhi ho sakta hai whereas you know analogy I don't know leave us a review
30 minutes humne ek gaane pe baat ki and we have probably said many more wrong things so
so let's continue and talk about the explosion of norminess aur ka gaana jo ke pichli ek playlist pe tha tu hai kahan which I thought title padh ke sirf was a remake of the original tu hai kahan the Pepsi song but it wasn't it was very different and that had a new version released in case you are unaware which would be very surprising had a new version released featuring famous One Directioner then solo artist then person who had a fight with his mother-in-law Zayn Malik and out of nowhere I didn't know ki ye bhi ho sakta hai aur ye ho raha hai ya whatever no we have no idea how this happened But a lot happened with regards to this one song. पहली बात तो ये कि हमने बात की थी पिछली या उससे पिछली वाले में कि उमेर ने कहा है कि मुझे ड्रेक के साथ काम करना है तो हमने कहा कि हाँ जी पॉसिबल है वो कनेक्शन मिल जाएगी सिक्स डिग्रीज भी नहीं होंगे ये भी नहीं होगा हमने तो मे बी इट्स वन ऑफ देम टर्न्स आउट के अच्छा हाँ इसमें मेरी तारीफ भी तो होती है टर्न्स आउट के सोनी म्यूजिक These guys are probably signed to Sony Music because the song Sony Music, I think, put it together. Zen is also probably signed to Sony Music. And Zirak sent me the song and gaana thoda mashhoor bhi hone laga. And then one of the websites that I read, because I'm an uncle, so I have a daily rotation of websites, jo ke mera akhbar hai. So one of them is Rolling Stone. Jispe main sirf headlines padhta hoon because everything is paywalled. So, but at this time, it wasn't paywalled that Zayn Malik is back with a new song. Zayn Malik is a very famous global artist. Obviously, aur ke naam se nahi aaya. Back with a new song. Maine click kiya. Hindi. A song in Hindi with Pakistani band. Aur maine ye kaise ho sakta hai? And na mujhe aur ki parwa. Na mujhe Zayn Malik ki parwa. Maine kaha ke main आर्टिस्ट वो जो ऑथर हैं उनका मैंने नाम क्लिक किया फिर मैं उनकी वेबसाइट पे गया फिर मैंने उनको ट्वीट किया कि भाई ये गाना तो उर्दू में ये हिंदी में नहीं है बिकॉज पहले भी आप लोग सोच चुके होंगे पसूड़ी गॉट वेरी फेमस प्रियंका चोपड़ा सेड साउथ एशियन आर्टिस्ट पाकिस्तानियों को आग लग गई तो मैंने कहा व्हाई नॉट हम भी तो आई टोल्ड हर इट्स इन उर्दू इफ यू आर लिसनिंग ऑन ऑडियो ज़ीरक हैज म्यूटेड हिज माइक जस्ट सो दैट आई कैन गेट दिस ओवर विद तो खैर शी सेड के द रिकॉर्ड लेबल said that it is a song in Hindi, which is surprising. Sony ko batana chahiye, but phir maine unko bheja clips of aur Dawn se images se maine bheja shout out images ke ye Zayn Malik ke saath Pakistani band ne kiya hai, and then another from Entertainment Weekly or something, which said ke Zayn Malik releases an Urdu song from songs that he did on his own albums in the past. मैं कहा देखें जी, ऑल ऑफ दिस पुट टुगेदर मींस के इट हैज टू बी उर्दू और पाकिस्तान की जुबान है. उन्होंने आर्टिकल बदल दिया एंड रोलिंग स्टोन का आर्टिकल. एंड आई थिंक दिस इज, एज आई हैव बीन टेलिंग पीपल, द बिगेस्ट विक्ट्री फॉर पाकिस्तानी कल्चर ऑनलाइन इन 2024. आई थिंक ये मैंने जो किया है डिस्पाइट नॉट लाइकिंग एनीबडी.
जी जी, लाइक हाउ यू एग्री, यू हैव टू एम्फसाइज कि मुझे तो ये लोग अच्छे भी नहीं लगते फिर भी मैंने किया.
उसूल है, उसूल की बात उसूल है. देखें आप, यू कांट ओनली फाइट फॉर पीपल यू लाइक. व्हाट अ गाय.
नहीं ये हिंदी उर्दू वाला तो इट्स जस्ट काइंड ऑफ डिप्रेसिंग.
या
बट इस गाने का आई थिंक द रिव्यू दैट यू गिव व्हिच इज के अ लॉट हैपेंड इज करेक्ट बिकॉज इट्स हार्ड टू एक्सप्लेन. इन फैक्ट मतलब पहले सिर्फ और पे आ जाते हैं. ये तीन लड़के हैं जो आई थिंक सोलो काम भी करते हैं. दे आर ऑल रियली बिग, लाइक लाखों लिसनर्स हैं इनके सोलो भी और खुद भी गाना निकालते हैं. एंड आई थिंक दिस इज ऑल 2023 इफ आई एम नॉट रॉन्ग. लाइक आई हैव बीन अनएबल टू ट्रेस देयर ट्रैजेक्टरीज इन अ वेरी डायरेक्ट वे कि एग्जैक्टली हुआ कैसे और पूरी लिसनिंग कहाँ है इंडिया में. सो देयर इज दिस रिकरिंग थिंग दैट हैपेंस इज दैट समवन फ्रॉम पाकिस्तान ब्लोज अप इन इंडिया. Most likely, this is, most likely this is through TikTok or Instagram. India में किसी मशहूर आदमी ने इसको इस्तेमाल किया. That is जैसे वो हमने अलीम वाला किया था, which I think was Mohammed Shami. तो इस तरह ही है. और अब इनके देख के जाए टॉप सिटीज में तो सारी टॉप सिटीज इंडियन है, which is also why this feels like a blind spot for पाकिस्तानी culture. क्या पाकिस्तानी लोगों से मिलेंगे कभी कभार नहीं पता होगा उन्हें. और फिर एकदम से देन इट ब्लोज अप, वो इंडिया में जाता है, फिर वापस आता है, फिर डिस्कशन आ जाती है कि भाई इंडिया में हम बड़े हो गए तब आपने हमें लिफ्ट कराई. इन दिस केस इट हैपेंड सो फास्ट दैट आई एक्चुअली डोंट क्वाइट अंडरस्टैंड हाउ दे ब्लू अप इन इंडिया सो क्विकली. बट माय थ्योरी इज दैट इट्स सम टिकटॉक ट्रेंड, बट आई एम, वी नीड ट्रेस वेयर इट्स फ्रॉम. देन दे गेट साइंड बाय सोनी. सोनी इज नाउ इन पाकिस्तान. ऑब्वियसली दे हैव बीन इन इंडिया फॉर अ लॉन्ग टाइम. तब सोनी काफी लोगों को पाकिस्तान में साइन कर रहा है. आई थिंक दे जस्ट साइंड बयान, दे साइंड तहजी अ लिटिल व्हाइल अगो. सो दे यू नो दे ऑब्वियसली गेट इन्वॉल्वड एंड यू गेट देयर मार्केटिंग मटेरियल और देयर मार्केटिंग काइंड ऑफ इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर. तो मैं इंटरव्यू सुन रहा था इन और वाले बॉयज का, तो उन्होंने कहा कि हमने हमें उन्होंने कहा कि अब आपका कोलैब होने वाला है. हमने कहा चलो अच्छा है. और फिर उन्होंने बताया किसके साथ होगा. सो दे डिडंट नो ईदर. द रिकॉर्ड लेबल वाज लाइक दिस इज हैपनिंग
रियली.
सो द रिकॉर्ड लेबल मेड इट हैपन. I'm sure Zen also had some,
because this is a thing that happened. Now that you say this to me, it makes sense ki this is a thing that happens. Record labels say ki haan ji, because for them it's a business, right? So they're doing that alchemy of let's do a feature of this song which is already a good song. Who could we get who could maximize that? So clearly it worked,
because and it probably increases Zen's reach in India. So if Zen is about to, it seems that he's about to make a bigger comeback. So if he's about to release more music, it makes sense to have him on like a hit Indian song in a kind of situation that fits. Usne wohi apni studio baithe baithe kar liya. I don't even think they met as they did it. Like it.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
And wo video mein unko unne insert kar diya. They did another version of the song that also blew up. And then obviously because Zayn Malik was involved and Sony was involved, it was big in India already. It made made the news. It made Rolling Stone. Like it's amazing. Like just from a it all happened so fast. And it's so big. Matlab, it's hard to explain how big this is. So it's just kind of amazing. Like, mujhe bas yehi dukh hota hai ki there are so many Pakistani artists whose entire audience is in India. Aur wo kuch nahi kar sakte.
Yeah.
It's just really sad.
I mean, kuch nahi kar sakte, but in the sense ki that audience in India clearly is not going unnoticed. Because agar aur kabhi to yehi na, I'm sure they never performed in India. Wo kabhi gaye bhi nahi honge. But if we're saying that the vector is reels pe mashhoor ho jana, because TikTok to hai nahi India pe, and that being good enough ke Sony recognized, khair maybe Sony was already coming, but they said ki haan ji, we can see ke they have an established base, to iska matlab baakiyon ko bhi ho sakta hai, which is great, because it's like wo wali baat hai na ke technology is allowing you to find your audience, and that audience is considered valid enough for people from there to take an interest in you across the border, make it work through a local subsidiary, whatever, because you're good enough to make economic sense. So a hopeful story, I feel.
Yeah. The incentives are very much that if you have an audience outside of Pakistan, find a way to go international as quickly as possible, which either means move to Dubai or build a base in Dubai, you know, get a bank Dubai. Account somewhere, or it means get an international record label, or it means find international collaborators, or it means get immigration elsewhere. Because living somewhere else makes this job much easier, even if you want to be a Pakistani artist. Because if you want to work with anyone international, the sheer economics of it make it impossible to operate from Pakistan. You need to PayPal wala sara masla jo Umar Saif ke sath raise hota hai, uski wajah yehi hai. Because there needs to be an easy way to receive payments, and receiving payments in Pakistan is a nightmare.
Which is such a counterintuitive thing, because you would understand perhaps why sending payments from Pakistan would be something that is restrictive. But receiving, isn't that what the country would want?
The country wants it. There's a number of other issues. FATF really messed things up. So now sending money to Pakistan triggers a ton of flags that are really difficult.
Yes, I always get those.
And then sending money to Pakistan for businesses is even harder. Like individuals ko tabhi remittance infrastructure kafi hai na. You have all these apps that let you send money to an individual for kind of family related things. But if you want to send it to a business, that is even more difficult. And then the way that the guidelines are published in terms of ke Pakistan mein aapko kya IDs chahiye internationally to be able to identify an account, like that documentation is off. Yani aap unko kahenge ki mujhe
banking documentation to Pakistan mein overall vaise bhi
right hai. And so aapko aap wire kar rahe hain, wire karte hue, depending on the bank that you're sending into, they will ask you for a different set of information. They might ask you for an address, they might ask you for a name, they might ask you for aapka NTN number kya hai. Aur ho sakta hai ki actually kahe wo kuch rahe ho, number unko kuch aur chahiye. Like ho sakta hai ki chahiye unko NIC number ho. But the kind of all of these things exist, but the logic of figuring out actually kahan pay karna is not published anywhere. And so because nobody tests these systems, like announce ho jata hai but test kabhi nahi hota, that makes it really hard. So for example, ye jo PTA wala inka system hai ki aap tax de sakte hain, like forget one second whether or not you agree with the taxation system or not, but just the act of paying for the system, like, is just so difficult. It's because there's so many holes in the overall policy and in the infrastructure, ke wo mushkil ho jata hai. So if you want to make a kind of economic decision, it really makes sense to have some sort of international base. Aur ye aur jaise logon ke liye jinki audience hi primarily international hai, unke liye to it just makes no sense to be confined to just a purely
hona ye hai ki inko na inke ghar koi aa jayenge plain clothes type people kahenge ki haan ji aap to bade paise kama rahe hain bahar se, aap zara टैक्स का तो बताएं आपने, वो पैसे आए, हो सकता है पैसे ना आए उनके पास, उनको पैसे आने का कोई मैकेनिज्म भी ना हो, बट ये हो सकता है उनके. खैर, नॉट होपिंग दैट हैपेंस. इमीडिएटली वी आर एंटरिंग इनटू चलांट कंस्पिरेसी ज़ोन्स. लेकिन या आई थिंक दैट वुड मेक सेंस, बिकॉज दिस इज ऑलवेज बीन अ वैलिड कल्चरल आउटपुट फ्रॉम पाकिस्तान. म्यूजिक जो है, म्यूजिक एंड नाउ ऑब्वियसली थिंग्स लाइक यूट्यूब एटसेट्रा. And it's increasing, as we've spoken about, the output is increasing at such a fast pace that it is only getting more and more legitimate by the day. Ki haan ji, this is a valid industry, so to speak, or a revenue generating thing. So on the basis of this alone, aur walon ko chahna chahiye. Gaye hua tha prime minister se baat karne, lekin who is that? So election ke baad.
The other interesting thing is, like, you look at, okay, what other vectors can Pakistani artists use, like where other places can they go. Ek to simple si baat hai na, India ja sakte hain, diaspora ja sakte hain, but then you see all other shared languages. Urdu, Hindi ko hata ke Punjabi aapne karni kahan hai, India mein. Aapne Baluchi bolni kahan hai, Iran mein.
Everything is India.
Aapne Pashto music karni hai, wo kahan hai, Afghanistan mein. Sindhi music kahan hai, India mein. So there are all these other markets that would be natural fits, like jo Baloch musicians Karachi mein ga rahe hain, unki ek hai Baloch population. Probably Iran mein jo.
Do you mean to go as in to perform live?
No, I mean as addressable market.
Right.
Like their addressable markets are all in inaccessible areas, which I find really tragic.
Sure. Huh. Inaccessible because of political issues. Right. Or, you know, safety, security, all of that goes together. Huh. Yeah. Which really makes Dubai such a great place for all of these people potentially. Dubai is limited by the population, where, I mean, UAE ki apni population to khasi hai, but compared to India, Pakistan, Iran, it's, you know, nothing. Where you're comparing hundreds of millions or even billions to like 10-12 million. Kitne log aa jayenge aapko sunne? Lekin wahan har koi aa sakta hai.
Especially the people that have the ability to pay. Like once you get to Dubai, yes, then you have the economic power to actually be useful customers for people selling stuff.
Yeah. Huh. Fair, I'm sure people have thought about this. I'm just wondering.
But
ye bank account set up karne wali baat, etc. It's quite possible. And Dubai does have some recent updates on this.
Ab ye COVID ke baad aur bhi zyada hue hain, where they have these like visa programs everywhere in the world.
Remote working stuff.
Yeah, from lots of other countries. Yeah. So you have to find kind of these outs. But this is, I like telling the story because it is illustrative of the larger problem affecting young people in Pakistan. Okay.
Yeah, both illustrative of the larger problem and then also optimistic in the sense that there is a larger, perhaps, future possible. Agar larger problem aapka hal ho jaye, you know.
I mean, K-pop is big enough that the Korean government considers it a serious output, as far as I'm aware.
For decades now. Uh-huh. So it's part of their proper ministry ka responsibility.
India looks at Bollywood, which has its own, similarly to... We have a significant amount of cultural output as well, but like abhi tak humne zyada serious nahi liya.
Yeah, wo independently chal raha hai, which it doesn't have to be if you really want to push it, you know, because as a collective you can do so much more. But khair, ek aur gana bhi tha. Aap batao, how do you feel about all of this, people who have listened and followed to all of our thoughts so far? Kya karna tha humne? I put some more comments. Just want to see. Vaishi, I think I also wanted to talk about. I liked Vaishi. And yes, usme, I saw my comment. Laid back harami vibes. Vaishi. Theek hai ji, you can use that on your album cover. Vaishi really was, in my mind, what it proved was ki America mein, what I said to you, ke regions have different hip-hop styles, no, which they cling on to bahut zor se, like Atlanta ka apna, New York, East Coast, West Coast, all that. Aur usme bhi shahron ke andar, mohallon ke andar apne apne. Pakistan, obviously, does not have native hip-hop in the way ke humare paas to import hua hai, no, the whole genre of music, and then we've made it our own.
Kaun sa genre kahan import nahi hua? Ye...
Haan, haan, but hip-hop bana to America mein hai na. To... That's what we did was, hamariya kaise aaya? People like different people, and they said, ki haan ji, hum aise karenge. So it was unusual. I think Pakistan ab ye ban jayega, we're seeing it now, where there is a Karachi sound, right? The issues music, as I call it. And all the fun songs come from Lahore, mostly, in my, you know, generalizing view. Rozio ke gaane, Manu ke gaane, ye Vaishi, right? And I was wondering, okay, how long do we have to wait? But I think we might already be there, where we start to say, ki, haan ji, this is the Lahore hip-hop sound, this is the Karachi hip-hop sound, this is the Islamabad sound, the Pindi sound. That's where I was going with that.
I think we're already there.
Do you feel we have...
I think we're already there. I divide rap into lyrical rap and pop rap. Meaning, sure, pop rap is like songs, rap songs that you can hum. Where there's mostly repeated verses and so forth, or the lyrical rap is like, it doesn't really matter what the sound is, it's just the words matter much more. Lyrical rap happens to be more concentrated in Karachi, and the pop rap happens to be concentrated more in Lahore. Not that it doesn't happen, both genres happen in both cities.
There's also Faris.
By and large, the pop rap tends to be concentrated in Lahore, and the pop rap songs are the more fun songs, usually.
There is more music, there's more beat, there's more, you know, other things. There's not, it's not as intentionally stripped back as perhaps many songs from
Karachi. I don't know if you qualify Hasan Rahim as pop rap or not. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. He's kind of, he straddles the line between singing
Hasan
and
Rahim
pop rap.
I don't even, usko to main, I wouldn't say he's that weird thing that Drake has become. Where Drake was fully hip-hop and rapper, or abhi bhi majority of his songs are, but the hit songs often have almost no rap in them. लेकिन है वो तो हसन रहीम इज लाइक द ऑपोजिट ऑफ दैट आई फील वो इज लाइक अ फुल पॉप आर्टिस्ट बट इतना उन्होंने हिप हॉप एडजेसेंट काम कर लिया है कि नाउ ही इज स्टार्टिंग टू ब्लर दैट लाइन
बहुत मेरी जिंदगी बहुत मुश्किल करते हैं लोग टावर्स वाले मतलब अच्छा भला इलेक्ट्रो पॉप थे अब रैप
यस टावर्स तो आई थॉट वाज लाइक हां ऑलमोस्ट अ फॉर्म ऑफ रॉक
बैंड तो अब वो फुल रैप हो गए तो मैं अपनी जॉनर टैगिंग जब करता हूं मैं खुद गए कोई फायदा नहीं मैं छोड़ दिया अब करने So, yeah.
Multi-hyphenate.
I think you're right. The, to answer your question, is there a Lahore sound versus the Karachi sound? I think so. And I think within that also, there are sub-genres. Again, it's easy to forget how big these cities are. So, 12-15 million ke shahar mein, 2-3 aur sub-genre ho sakte hain. I think that makes sense. And so, eventually, we'll probably have to find more descriptive ways of defining the genre. Like, ho sakta hai ki Gulbarg genre ho, jaise Karachi mein Gliari genre hai. Aur,
that would be great.
तो अब वो लियारी वाला तो अलग है लाइक वो लियारी रैपर्स आर नोन एज
लियारी का तो है लियारी रैपर्स
सो कराची का जो बाकी है उसको हम कराची कह देते हैं बट देयर इज प्रोबब्ली मोर फाइन ट्यून्ड वेज ऑफ डिस्क्राइबिंग इट जियोग्राफी इज वन वे ऑफ डूइंग इट वी कुड प्रोबब्ली डू इट अदर वेज एज वेल बट आई थिंक के है एक डिफरेंट और ये एसन जो है इस गाने में ही हैज अ रियली डिस्टिंक्टिव साउंड वो उसका गाना है जीटी रोड व्हिच आई थिंक इज रियली गुड
राइट ओके
दैट्स रियली फन और सलोर के भी अपनी एक बिल्कुल डिफरेंट किस्म की पंजाबी साउंड है लाइक इट्स पंजाबी बट इट्स वेरी नॉट इन योर फेस मतलब इट्स काइंड ऑफ सटल एंड सॉफ्ट ही इज लाइक अ काइंड ऑफ सॉफ्टर रैपर आई डोंट थिंक ही इज अ फुल एग्रो रैपर
लेड बैक रानी वाइब्स
खत्म हो गई आगे कहने की जरूरत ही क्या है आई थिंक यू हैव रिव्यूड द सॉन्ग इन फोर वर्ड्स वेल डन
या हाँ टी शर्ट बनाना LBHV
वो लोग समझेंगे कोई
नहीं कोई नया ब्रांड है ये
एक्चुअली आप नया ब्रांड बनाए LBHV
हाँ दिस इज माय एक्सट्रीमली सॉफ्ट लॉन्च इसको भी मैंने आई अटैक्ड द नॉर्मी कार गैंग विद दिस सॉन्ग ये उनको पसंद आया
इंटरेस्टिंग
क्योंकि आई थिंक हाँ क्योंकि अगेन बोथ ऑफ देम शमून फैंस Shamoon also has very laid-back vibes, not often as Harami, but sometimes. So I think this really, you know, fit that groove sort of thing. Much more, perhaps, wordy and hip-hoppy than the regular Shamoon music.
I'm very intrigued by that jo log nahi sunte Pakistani music, nahi wali hai, jinko nahi pata. And this is easy to find in our circles because there's diaspora people that in the last 4 years just didn't follow. And now suddenly the whole world has changed on them. So unko ek na crash course dena padta hai. So I'm always interested in seeing what music works well, crash course wise. Juna works really well. Hasan Rahim's.
Right, right.
That works really well. Have you found other songs that work well? Like we know Aleem does not work well.
Aleem is an acquired taste. You have to be really into hip hop and not dislike Karachi. Because if you dislike Karachi, then these people are coming.
Manu ke do teen gaane chalte hain. Anurag really works really well.
Anurag has very wide appeal because and she also has done like bahut sare alag alag type of gaane like lots of OST type
she has
like,
crazy range
hip-hop which is in
manu ka melancholic works really well for you works really well
manu ka melancholic is very approachable yes young stunners have become undeniable to the point where even if you don't like hip hop aapne unko shayad cook studio pe dekh liya aapne unko kahin na kahin dekh liya aapne bol raha acha ha bhai ye bhi ek cheez hai मैं शायद बेशक खुद मुझे हिप हॉप ना पसंद हो बट या तो हाँ आई फॉरगॉट व्हाट वी वर टॉकिंग
वी टॉक अबाउट सॉन्ग्स दैट वर्क रियली वेल व्हेन इंट्रोड्यूसिंग देम अदर थिंग्स दैट वर्क रियली वेल ताहजी के जो सही पॉप वाले गाने दिल के इशारे
टू यंगर पीपल मे बी आई फील ताहजी हैज अ वेरी यंग पर्सन साउंड एंड आई कंसीडर
कॉम्प्लीमेंट टू ताहजी
मी मेरी उम्र के लोग नॉट यंग हाँ तो यू नो लाइक यू हैव टू बी लाइक mid-30s or below aur main ab mid-30s and above mein aa gaya hu na
aap to... you have a 24 to 36 se aage nikal gaye aap
ha I'm at the very end of that of being able to select that option to tahaji nahi lekin tahaji is ha kyunki tahaji ki sound is very modern retro wali jo western usme bhi chal rahi hai And he's big enough and has a big enough library. But yeah, I think ye honge. Big names. Where are ye? Karakoram wale kahan hai?
Lahore?
No, I know.
Mm. Khamoshi, what time is it? Life mein kahan hai? Achha. ये नहीं मुझे पता.
Yeah, I was wondering because बाकी बहुत से लोगों के गाने आ रहे हैं, but because they also have a recognizable sound. If you were into music, Pakistani rock music in the early 2000s, their sound can be connected to that, but it's like just much cleaner production and all of that. But मैं जब ये सोच रहा था, मुझे ख्याल आया कि बहुत अरसे से हमने नहीं सुना इनका.
अलीन का आजकल rock music नहीं निकल रहा. मुझे चाहिए वो पुराना.
The exact opposite thing that Shami wrote about. All music today, yaar, it's just.
वो बात नहीं रही जो उस वक्त होती थी. वो बात नहीं रही. हमारे ज़माने वाले जो गाने थे ना, वो best थे.
Nobody plays instruments anymore. Yeah. खैर, there's this guy on YouTube by the name of Rick Beato. This older guy, you might have seen him. White hair, studio बैठा होता है. Very guitar rock type person. So what he has discovered is a good thing to do. YouTube पे थोड़ा सनसनी खेज चीज़ें और थोड़ी कॉन्ट्रोवर्शियल चीज़ चलती हैं ना, तो वो क्या करते हैं कि उन्होंने प्रैक्टिस बना ली हर चार महीने बाद Spotify की ग्लोबल टॉप 10 जो प्लेलिस्ट है ना, ग्लोबल हिट्स की जो प्लेलिस्ट है, उसमें टॉप 10 वो उठाते हैं और वो सुनते हैं गाने, यू नो, जस्ट म्यूजिक्स अबाउट देम थोड़ा सा. तो अक्सर ये होता है कि ये तो सब बकवास, सब शिट, कोई मतलब कोई ना प्रोडक्शन है ना कुछ है ना ये है ना वो है. एंड दैट्स ऑफन द सॉन्ग्स दैट आर रियली, बिकॉज़ टिकटॉक हैज़ अ बिग पाइपलाइन इनटू इट. लेकिन कभी कभार ये होता है कि यार, अभी जैसे लेटेस्ट जो एक एपिसोड आई है, he himself is shocked के और यार 10 गाने, 10 के 10 सुन सकते हैं, something interesting, none of them are rock. But yeah, and what I've also noticed is there is the hip hop adjacent music or full acoustic soft गाने.
Anuj Jain.
Yes, extremes.
Anuj Jain is huge. मैं कभी पढ़ना YouTube top trending में जाता हूँ, पाकिस्तान के top trending music ना, Anuj Jain huge. Basically हर reel में तो आ जाते हैं वो, कोई sad reel हो उसमें Anuj Jain आ जाते हैं. But then the other thing that I found from this is that Arif Lohar song. Have you heard it?
I heard this Arif Lohar song. I played that also yesterday. Huh? Everyone, I think, were shocked. Because they weren't expecting
an Arif Lohar. Arif Lohar is singing a hook on a rap song. And this rap song is like that. It's a red convertible. It's a red convertible. It's a red saamp chal raha hai.
Achha, maine video
mein dekhi. Haan, matlab, it's canonical. Theek hai? Aur usme sare wo tropes hain jo Imran Khan ke gaano se leke ab tak, wo sab hain iske andar. So, but Arif Lohar is like going full. He's like, I'm singing a hook to this song. I am really singing a hook to this song.
He fully Arif Lohar is.
Aur matlab ye ki aa tujhe London khilawa, aa tujhe chips khilawa. Matlab, it's just the things that he uses to indicate his interest in the person that he is singing to. Matlab, London phirawa se chips khawama. To me, that is...
Bro, Pakistani ladki ko chips khila do, this, you will be like 80-90% in good books. Chips are a big deal in Pakistan. So Arif Lohar has his thumri on the pulse.
Aur uska gaane ka naam hai A, and like that's the basically the thing that Arif Lohar is doing. Because it's like A, then two London or three A's? It's two A's. Three A's would have looked like an error. But it's...
I scream.
I appreciate this romanization. A would have become ke matlab kuch dard ho raha hai. But this is, yes, A. Please, A, yes, A. You know? But what a song.
Invitation.
So good.
Yeah. I was going to say, like Jawad Bashir, he is somebody who is incapable of half-assing it. He always full-asses everything he does, which is his entire, you know, brings his whole personality.
Like his PSL anthem entrance. Amazing. Epic. So epic.
Arif Lohar is a Pakistan ka proper rock star. Hai, wo, without ever being a rock musician.
Matlab Ali Azmat level of... Ali Azmat at peak level
Ali
of...
Azmat, yes. Junoon. Ali Azmat would say bigger. Arif Lohar ka to bahut bahut wide appeal hai, bhai. Yeah, definite Pakistani legend. And apart from this, one of the songs Sir Khail had sent, Cham Cham, already on the playlist. So, theek hai ji, Sir Khail.
I love when Sir Khail sends me stuff that is already on because I'm like, yes, I'm with the pulse. Because Sir Khail occasionally finds hipper things than me. So, jab kabhi mujhe koi Sir Khail ki cheez bheja, I'm like, yes.
Yeah. Aur kuch gaane hote hain, wo bhejta hoonga, yaar Sir Khail, tumne gaadi mein suna tha? Kehna, haan yaar. Okay, theek hai. Makes sense over there. Because main gaadi mein nahi baitha, mujhe nahi pasand aa raha. But Cham Cham is a good song. Anurag, I'm always fans.
The new Hasan Rahim song is good. Hangama is really good.
Surprised to hear it. Again, I don't know. Like, I guess we're never in a lull period for these people. There's always Hasan Rahim.
Hasan Rahim ke do gaane hain is playlist pe bhai. Ek Hanan ke saath gaana hai.
Haan.
Aur ek ye.
Haan, ek feet.
Haan. Aur ek ye Hangama. Hangama is pretty good. It's genuinely like one of his songs that I like.
Yes.
Above average.
And JJ, you have two songs from JJ.
JJ ki album
hai. JJ and Joke.
तो जे जे के एल्बम में तीन चार गाने थे डू से वाओ बिकॉज दैट्स व्हाट जे जे डज ब्रो अच्छा बिकॉज जे जे सोनिक सिग्नेचर इज दैट इन द मिडल ऑफ सॉन्ग ही विल गो वाओ व्हिच आई थिंक इज जस्ट इट्स सो डिफरेंट आई काइंड ऑफ एंजॉय एवरीवन
शुड डू दैट हां अच्छा जे जे की भी एल्बम आ गई जानी की भी आ गई जोखे की भी आ गई
जोखे की भी आ गई
द जोखे हैव अ रीसेंट एल्बम इन 23 तरंजुम हैज इट Young Stunners की नहीं आई
हाँ उनके
Young Stunners also have an album
बहुत एल्बम है उनकी लेकिन पुरानी
23 में नहीं
23 में नहीं उनकी पुरानी पुरानी है सारी मतलब वो 2013 2015 2016
but like all the big Karachi players have albums
out सबके एल्बम है हमें एक लिस्ट बनाई है लैला और मैंने of just like all the album releases we can find in 2023 it's in the I think dozens if I'm not wrong so I'll send this list out
बना उसको वो बना दो ना लाइक मेक इट अ पोस्ट द ईयर ऑफ द एल्बम द ईयर एल्बम्स केम बैक
समथिंग हां उसको फुल क्लिकबेट करें
हां चिप्स खिलावा भाई दैट्स द एनर्जी वी नीड टू ब्रिंग फॉर एवरीथिंग चिप्स खिलावा
ओके जस्ट इट्स टू गुड लाइक आई हर्ड इट एंड आई वाज लाइक 100% दिस इज ऑन द प्लेलिस्ट मुझे और कुछ मुझे सोचने की जरूरत ही नहीं है
एंड द सोचने की जरूरत से ज्यादा है द अजान समी खान बेबी When I heard it, I felt ye personally mujhe antagonize karne
ki lag rahi hai. You didn't like it?
We are usually positive on this podcast, so I will say kya.
Ali, who are we kidding?
Well, yeah, I don't know. There's always this thing where a pop star, a legacy pop star, and I will consider Azan Khami Khan a legacy pop star. He's not one of the newer people, even though he's new to the scene. एक उनका आता है फन सॉन्ग राइट वे दे डोंट डू फन गाने जनरली बट एक फन सॉन्ग आता है कि हाँ जी कि उसमें मिस्चीवियस क्यूट ये वो एंड आई एम लाइक नो
ये है एल्बम का फन सॉन्ग क्योंकि बाकी सारा जो है वो है थोड़ा ड्रामा ओएसटी स्टाइल लाइक इट्स मच मोर द रेस्ट ऑफ द एल्बम इज मच मोर स्टैंडर्ड देसी पॉप दिस वाज देयर हिज मोर मॉडर्न थिंग व्हिच इज व्हाई इट स्टूड आउट इनफ टू मी आई वाज लाइक ठीक है देयर नीड्स टू बी सम रिप्रेजेंटेशन फ्रॉम दिस एल्बम I also enjoy this it. It's like good.
This is your Instagram post. Yeah, this should be represented.
Shaitan aapko sunne se
rukega. Yeah. But khair, haan, theek hai. I mean, chalo. Bahut sare gaano mein se ye bhi tha. But yeah, his other songs are, I feel, more, haan ji, bilkul. Mere bhi wo hai na, ki I have an image of a person and how dare they behave outside of this image. तो when he did his previous songs which are very OST time में हाँ
तो अली सेठी जब फारिश शफी गाने में आया था तब तो आपको बहुत गुस्सा चढ़ा होगा
yeah वो तो नहीं अली सेठी का मसला मल्टी हाइफनेट तो अली सेठी is decidedly modern
तो वो जो मर्जी कर ले
तो वो जब वो कहीं भी फिट हो जाएंगे and then I'll be like अच्छा चलो
तलंजुम ने रॉक गाना गाया कोई तो आपको आप वहीं पे कैंसिल
वो मसला होगा मतलब ये क्या हुआ हाँ अनलेस इट इज
या उमेर ने कुस्टिक एल्बम निकाल दी तो
दैट वुड बी
लेकिन मानू को सब अलाउ है
आई वंडर हाँ मानू को तो सब अलाउ है क्या करें मानू या खैर एनी एल्स फ्रॉम द एल्बम दैट वी माइट नॉट हैव कवर्ड ओके
आई
थिंक ओवरऑल पाकिस्तानी म्यूजिक कंटिन्यूज टू बी strong interesting always something keeps coming up
hamara our declaration tpr pod declares pakistani music is still alive
the state of the union is strong aur theek hai ji see you next week next month
ab aap jaye
whenever we manage to put it together